Blog Talk Radio.
This is Black Noise Radio, a deep mix of music and thoughts. Please listen quietly in your heart and mind.
so many results. But one of them is that we have a client who had been given, there was something in his performance review. It was a very high level, vice presidential level of a major corporation. And there was something in the performance review that would have really stilted the growth, his career advancement. And I said to him, well, listen, I'll use a different name. Okay, listen, Joe, let's get it changed. And it was like, what? It's an old corporation. They don't do that, right? That's how the old world view has conditioned. We're not thinking, wow, something's in my performance review that's not going to help me in the future. Let me change it. And, the bottom line is he got a change.
Wow. Because he thought he could, and then because he worked with it in the quantum. I mean, I really think this is more in a practical way. And I also want to invite people to give us a call. I'm going to take a quick break first, and after the break, I'm going to take calls, go to callers, and we can see how this actually can work in our lives. So Diane's getting this little coaching on air and continue further and drill down a little bit more about how we can use quantum thinking in our life. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be right back. This is Lisa Gari. Into a new direction of thinking, as opposed to an old world view, which could tend to be conditioned responses. It could be about how we look at real estate, or how we look at business, or how we look at our world, our school systems, politics, and so forth. Yet, changing our entire worldview to say that there is nothing absolute, there is only possibility, that we exist in fields together, the quantum fields together, that we coexist, and that we can actually impact those fields around us with our intents. Did I get that right, Diane? Like, clarify what's up. Okay, good. All right, so we've talked about a little bit about business. We've talked a little bit about health. Let's talk about, I live like this. I mean, this is, but I can't explain it because people always call me a rule breaker. And it's hard to be a parent that way because you have to teach a child the rules in order to break them. I'm logical. I've always been the type of person that never takes, no is just no for now. And if it didn't work out, then it wasn't meant to be, but there's another way that I just am that type of go around the barrier type of person. But it's challenging sometimes because, I do constantly get into face challenges with things. But as long as I'm okay with that, then that's fine.
Well, let me give you a view on that. Or did you have?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Because, one of the quantum physics 21, I call it distinctions in new thinking, because I thought, okay, let's just, a little bit about, subtle energy, a little bit about resonance, a little bit about this, a little bit, let's put it all together so that we can get this leap to the whole system. And one of the principles is called the HOLA movement of purpose. And HOLA movement is a word that was coined by the late great quantum physicist David Bohm, B-O-H-M. And what he said is that we don't experience life as whole, right? One unified whole, because there was this constant ebb and flow, or you could say things coming into our view, which he called the explicate order, and going out of our view, hidden or implied, implicate order, and that it was like, this is the motion of the universe. And, we hear about, like in the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know, or, things popping in and out of existence. In one minute, there's the electron in this orbit, and the next minute, it's somewhere else, and how did it get there? No traceable pathway. That's the essence, the definition of a quantum leap, is a shift in state. So when you look at your life's purpose, and people have a great yearning. This is, I think, just we're born to live and express our life purpose. The thing about it is that the industrial age worldview was a view of parts, right? Gene parts, press on this and that, moves, cause and effect. And yet what we're talking about here is all beyond that. And so when you look, it's even trained us to think of our life in parts. And you think, oh, well, I used to do, I used to do that profession, but that wasn't it, or I was this person, but that wasn't it. And yet when you're quantum thinking, all of the bit of purpose means that I say it like this, you'll appreciate this, being in the entertainment industry, look at your life as one whole story. If you're really thinking from whole, you look at your life as one whole story, like a well-written novel or screenplay. There's nothing in it that doesn't belong, and there's nothing in it that's been left out. Difference between the novel and screenplay is your life is still going on, right? So it's kind of this moving, ever-evolving. Now, when you start to look at that everything in nature gets accomplished through patterns of relationship, and you look at these are cycles and things, and you start to look at your life as one whole story. I'm talking about you now, not me.
Okay, no.
Okay, but we're not going into detail. I know you talk about your life. But if you look at your life as one whole story, and you start to look at how these patterns connect, how you as a rule breaker, if I said, how did you break the rules when you were 5 years old?
sure you could come up with it. How did you do it in your family life? How did you do it in your career life? And as you say, you get talent. So what I would say is when you're looking at your life as this whole movement of purpose, where everything that you've been given, your talents, your genius, your gifts, the experiences, the country you were born into, whatever career path you've taken, whatever has been going on with your health, that all of that is, like I say, God training you to deliver on your purpose. Because, like nature, we have myriad ways that we express our purpose. It's not the one thing. You know, it's not like this isn't it and that isn't it. And when you start to see the connection, and for you, when you start to see, wow, if you didn't have those, if you didn't experience that challenge, well, you could tell me whether I'm, you know, striking a chord with you or not. If you didn't have those challenges, then, or let me put it in a positive sense, because you have those challenges, and that you have that kind of expansive awareness, obviously the Aware Show, right? It's not an accident that you have that title. That being able to take yourself to the other side of those challenges, to use it, is what I would say it gives you the authenticity to be able to present that to others, to the world, to your audiences, in the way that you do. See, otherwise it would just be a concept for you.
It's definitely allowed me to adapt and to change. I've always been more of a self-analyzer, and then I analyze the actions and behaviors of others because I find it fascinating. But
in this is Bernie Kennedy. Out of the light, the colors me, black as a pit from pole to pole. I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the self-conscious circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. I was imagining the chance, my head was muddy, but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears, looms with the horror of the shade. And yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishment the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul.
Oh, I find it hard to believe you are comfortable going down in history as being impeached as a president who was taken out of the Russian ties, or signing off on the Dakota Keystone pipelines benefiting a company you held stock in. When this happens, where will they be? They will tell the American public it was all on you as they reap the rewards of some of the worst decisions the president has made for the people he's supposed to serve. If you are impeached, Vice President Pence will have the position he has always wanted with all the dirty work done for him without having lifted a hand. And in the best case scenario for you, which is you stay for the entire term, you will leave a legacy of heightened racial discord, massive environmental destruction, and the shame of having repealed legislation that promoted equality and fairness for all Americans. You will continue to be shunned and protested against by the majority of citizens who will blame you for your radical and dangerous attacks on everything America stands for. My advice to you is don't let yourself get played by these suckers in... My advice to you is don't let yourself get played by these suckers in Washington, where we, the American public, will all pay for your naivety. We will be left to suffer as individuals who must deal with racism being accepted again, women being treated as second-class citizens, the aftermath of immigrant families broken up and deported, and an environment that will succumb to the mounting crisis of climate change. Future generations will be in an irreversible position of not being able to sustain the earth they live on. You will be forgotten and dismissed by the radical right when you are long gone. A foolish blip in the big story of a sad American tragedy. Can't afford to pacify.